this week on Video Death Loop.
Speak to her, Hamlet.
Prompted to my revenge by heaven and hell.
Plus, how much is that GDP? Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host and mine, John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello, I'm ready for this company quarterly meeting. I have the financial statements in front of me here. You're all going to be very excited to see what we all have done in the quarter.
Okay, please do tell us the quarterly finances. The
quarterly
for Video
finances.
Death Loop.
Okay, stocks were up for was it Papua New Guinea? Was that where?
Papua New Guinea. Yeah.
Popular stocks were
there.
Up. Popular
New Guinea. They might even call us.
You stole my next line. That was on the next slide over here. Next live, Dave.
You got a deck.
Yeah, I got a deck. I got someone hitting the next deck over here.
Isn't it interesting how somewhere along the way, someone was like, we cannot keep saying PowerPoint. We have to come up with a more generic word for this, even though I've personally never seen anyone use anything but PowerPoint.
Right.
For this sort of thing. It's got to be a deck now. It's got to be a deck. It's got to be a deck.
I mean, PowerPoint sounds like, you know, it doesn't have, there's no power in PowerPoint anymore. It is everyone uses it. Everyone knows you use it. But when you say PowerPoint, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. Aaron's got his book report ready for us to present to the class here. I don't expect angel investors coming to that and seeing, oh, a PowerPoint. You're chalking it up to the man.
Yeah, at some point or another, yes, even venture capitalists will become very tired of hearing about decks, and we'll have to come up with something else for the same thing. I have a HyperCard stack here.
Ooh, we should bring back HyperCard. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, we can. I mean, if anyone's going to bring back HyperCard, it's us.
That's true. I feel like HyperCard was just a little before, at least before my time on that. I never got to do anything with a HyperCard in it.
It was kind of like, I mean, I tried doing some stuff with HyperCard, and yes, I think it was just a little before I was interested in that sort of thing.
Right.
But I mean, it essentially functioned almost like a deck. But also kind of like a non-networked, like web 1.0.
Yeah, yeah.
Like website. You could put links and stuff to go to different parts of the HyperCard stack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there were like whole games written in HyperCard, especially for, well, I mean, it was on Mac, right? So, but yeah. There were a lot of games that were developed just using HyperCard back in the day. But it was, I think, kind of, it was on every Mac I touched. I felt like I would get on a Mac and, oh, there's HyperCard. And right. I'd open it up and I'd be like, I don't know what any of this is. I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah. My thing with the Mac when I saw them was I was like, does it have some sort of multimedia encyclopedia? That was not because they didn't have Encarta.
Not Encarta. Oh, man. Encarta. Or did they have, what an encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. 95. The best one. No other history after that. That's the only encyclopedia you need.
It would be great if space exploration had come to the commercial sector just a little earlier than it has in our time. Right? Instead of knowing that there's a Tesla car that's sort of hurtling through space, it would be cool if Microsoft had got in on it in the Windows 95 days and had, instead of the golden record, had shot a new Voyager spaceship out there with Encarta 95 on it. Wouldn't it just be so nice to know that Encarta 95 is flying through the asteroid belt? It just feels so cozy. It's that's where it needs to be, away from all of us filth that will do nothing but ruin it. Encarta 95 needs to be one with the universe.
just doing like kind of an idle flip of the CD, just rotating as it spins forever and ever in one direction, like a loading screen. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could. You could. It could. But see, would you rather they just got like a jewel case of Encarta that they shot out? Or would you rather it be, like I said, like on a new Voyager probe? Like, let's call it, instead of the Voyager probe, like maybe the Microsoft Bob probe. And they just stuck an Encarta on it where the golden record is on the Voyager probes.
Yeah. See, that would be the right way to do it, because I'm sure they're thinking about like radiation and like how things affect like CD. But I really just want to see like a million Encarta CDs just pollute space in like one, like, and like kind of like just veer off into their own directions, like bad glitter, basically.
How? I mean, okay, so it costs a lot to take a person to space because that's complex, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. But now it's becoming sort of more and more, I won't call it affordable, but cheaper to send, you know, like an astronaut with,
or a billionaire. Like, they're like, yeah, astronauts.
Not just an astronaut or a billionaire, but I'm saying even cheaper than that. Like, you can send a little science experiment to space, yeah, with one of them. Right? Because I saw Lord British. What's his name?
I forget his actual name, but yes. Ultima creator Lord British.
Ultima creator's Lord British. He was one of the first guy, Richard Garriott. I'm suddenly remembering his name. Yeah. Richard Garriott, I heard him giving a speech one time that, and now that I'm thinking about this, it would absolutely have to be Richard Garriott for me, or it's a no-go, where he bought a trip to the space station. He was one of the very first like commercial spaceflight passengers, and he went up to the ISS and he paid for it. But then he is allowed like so much space to come with him. And so what he was able to do is sell his own space that he was allowed to bring with him to finance some of his trip. And some of the things that he took with him were science experiments that people wanted to perform in zero G. And so while he was up there, he did science experiments for other people.
Right, right.
So I would like to propose that we create some sort of small rocket ship to hold an Encarta 95 CD, and we send it up with Richard Garriott, and then once he's on the ISS, he, you know, sort of sets it outside the ISS and lets it shoot off into space.
They have like a gun or something like the shoot.
That's why it needs to be like a rocket ship. I mean, we could just have him like throw it, but I'm not great at orbital mechanics. In fact, I would say I have next to no understanding of orbital mechanics. But I don't know if Richard Garriott has the upper body strength to get an Encarta 95 CD to break out of Earth's gravity well. I just don't know he has that.
He did make one of the most like beloved RPG series of the PC era on there. So, you know, he might.
I mean, I guess we won't know until we try. I guess we'll have to fund two of these, right? In part, we have experiments within experiments. The first one is, can Richard Garriott throw an Encarta 95 CD fast enough to break away from Earth orbit? Yeah. And then if the answer is no, then we've got to send him up again. And it's got to be him or this whole thing is called off.
Yeah, yeah. Questions at videodeathloop.com. Lord British, rocket. Let us know on that.
Video Deathloop, Patreon, Lord British, Encarta95.com. Just type that in and you can donate to make this happen.
We can make
it happen. So we do have a video. This is a thing we do on the show where we watch a video and it's on loop until we don't want to watch it anymore. As the host, I have picked out the video this week. John is the co-host and he does not know what the video is. Mm-hmm. I say let's go ahead and start watching it.
Okay.
So
all right.
We're going to get this baby rolling in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. We got ourselves some video, some drama. The president of Denmark Corporation is dead.
with a great like 2000s text morph effect.
Yeah, it's like this came out like right as the Matrix was coming out, I bet.
It's a little later than that. This is a movie from the year 2000. It's a trailer from a movie in the year 2000. So it's 100% inspired by The Matrix. Mm. But John, do you recognize this movie yet? Do you know what this movie is?
No, I don't.
Bill Murray in it. It's got Bill Murray in it. We've got a CEO that's been murdered. We've got Julia Stiles smooching on Ethan Hawke.
Oh, they're talking, and you know, a conversation serious.
It's a movie
when they're not
about revenge.
Yeah,
someone's just been shot in the eye
with a negative effect.
Yeah, he got a negative. Kyle MacLachlan is there.
Is this like X versus some
X
whatever?
Versus Sever? Oh man, like
is that what this is?
What a great call! But no, you're gonna lose your shit when you see the late title reveal of this.
Okay, this is like Heat 3 or something, right?
I can't believe you haven't recognized this yet.
Okay, getting pulled on here.
I'm going to tell a very interesting personal effect or a story after we get this title record.
All right, we got to get the title review. Bill Murray is like throwing me off. It's like
it's not a Bill Murray film. It's Hamlet.
What?
It's on. It's Hamlet 2000.
Oh man,
it's
it's
fucking awesome. Great.
Yeah, so this Hamlet 2000,
it's not called Hamlet 2000, but it came out in 2000, so everyone calls it Hamlet 2000.
Like at the time of the 2000, we were all into we had Hamlet 2000, Dracula 3000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, Denmark Corporation. Okay, yeah, I see it now.
Things are going to start coming in. See, his wife is already remarried to Kyle MacLachlan. I'm saying his name right? Like
yeah,
the guy from Twin Peaks,
yeah.
Kyle
MacLachlan.
Yeah.
How do you think... Do you think like Bill Murray's like, oh, I could ask Shakespeare and they just like lied to him?
Yeah.
It's
like, listen, you are going to be Rosencrantz and or Guildenstern. Actually, I don't know who he is. He might be Horatio.
Horatio's Romeo and Juliet though, right?
No.
Yeah, Horatio is You're thinking Romeo and Juliet, which was also around like a few years before this time of the movie.
Okay, hang on.
Alas, poor Yorick.
I knew him, Horatio. Horatio.
Horatio is
Hamlet's bro that he like digs up skeletons with.
That's right. I'm thinking Mercutio. That's what
I'm... Yes, you are thinking Mercutio. And Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are definitely from Hamlet.
Okay. I'm gonna admit to something here. I have never seen Hamlet.
Have you read Hamlet?
No. I've read parts of Hamlet. Like,
parts of Hamlet. I would like to know what you think the story of Hamlet is.
I know it. Like something's rotten in Denmark.
Something is rotten in Denmark. Yeah, the CEO is dead.
There's like a ghost. Like
there is a ghost.
There's like a ghost happening.
Who's
and
the ghost?
Is,
who's what's the ghost? Who's
I
ghost?
I think the ghost is like the dead king. The dad.
You
the
know
dad,
so
Hamlet's
much
dad?
About Hamlet, John. You don't even know.
I mean, I'm trying to remember. I also listened to the Jag Panzer concept album, the heavy metal band
about Hamlet. Okay.
So I think
that gets you somewhere.
That gets me a little somewhere. Are there witches in Hamlet?
You are thinking of Macbeth.
Okay, never mind. That album was about Macbeth.
It's about Macbeth. John, what do you think Macbeth is about?
Witches and shit. I don't know.
There's definitely witches. There's definitely witches.
They talked about like none of mortal man or something in that album a lot. But for Hamlet here, I know like it's like, hey, I died, you know. Hamlet, like they killed me, yo, right? Like he warns his son, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess he doesn't necessarily warn his son. He's like wanting his son to revenge him.
Is Bill Murray the ghost, Dad?
I don't think. Oh, is Bill Murray the king? I don't think so, because we see a guy that I think must be the king of, or the president of Denmark Corporation.
Yeah. What do you think Denmark Corporation sells?
I mean, in the name, it makes me feel like they sell Denmark.
Like the country?
It's like a real estate company that only deals in the country of Denmark. Because honestly, like if you as a company were able to sell Denmark, the country, for the amount, one unit as a Denmark whole. Yeah, you're not selling it piecemeal. We're talking the entire fucking country of Denmark.
Okay.
And you do it once. That's probably the most profit that any company has ever made. Ever in one sale, you're going on a big swing. Mm-hmm. That's what Denmark Corporation is doing. You've got all these venture capitalists. They've got money from to what fund their operation like? Of selling Denmark.
What is that slide deck? Yeah, like they showed.
No, it's the year 2000. It's still a PowerPoint. We didn't come up with that. Okay, it might have been a HyperCard.
Oh shit. Maybe they had a HyperCard ready and they had to update to a PowerPoint because most people started using Microsoft Office, maybe?
It could be. Yeah.
Could be one of those situations here.
I mean, it's a big gamble to sell Denmark.
It is.
I mean, first of all, Denmark doesn't want to be sold.
No,
so you gotta get it in a position to be able to sell it. But if you do sell it, oh my god, the profit.
I'm assuming, like, is Denmark like a, it's like a democracy? Like,
it's gotta be, right? Like, it's Western Europe in the year 2024. They're all democracies.
Yeah, so, yeah, they probably don't like getting sold at that point. Yeah, like,
they're probably very against it. They are very against being sold. So they just have like, not agreed to this.
It seemed quite rude to Denmark, but you know what? There's a lot of money to be made, so I understand.
That's what I'm saying. You take a swing. All you can do is fail and lose a bunch of venture capital money. Like, I think even if you fail, at least you've, you know, taken a few VCs with you on the way out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look, that's pretty good at a revenge story at that point. Yeah.
I don't necessarily think the story of Hamlet 2000 is that Hamlet is trying to sell Denmark. I think I'm just speculating what the main product of Denmark Corporation is.
Yeah, this
does not factor into the movie at all.
I'm thinking about it though. Like we're the person who'd be selling Denmark, the president, he's dead. They find him in the fountain that doesn't belong to Denmark but belongs to the Denmark Corporation.
Yeah, two very separate entities. Let's not get it twisted here. Denmark, the country, not a willing participant in any of this.
No. There's something says Denmark Conference at the bottom of it. Like they're doing like. Video, like TV interviews or something.
So if you okay, let's put it on you then, John.
Okay,
you asked me what Denmark Corporation sold. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you if you were the new president, the new CEO of Denmark Corporation. If you were Hamlet, and this did factor into the film Hamlet 2000. How would you attempt to sell the country of Denmark, a wholly democratic and self-owned and ruled country that wanted nothing to do with you?
So, all right. I'm Hamlet in this scenario, correct?
You're Hamlet. Yeah, you've just inherited the Denmark Corporation, and you very quickly figured out how to get Kyle MacLachlan to acknowledge that he killed your dad, the former president.
Okay.
And it's a happy ending. You get to marry Ophelia. Oh. She doesn't drown.
Okay,
you don't get killed at the end by Laertes' poisoned sword. You make it. And now you get to run Denmark Corporation however you want.
I was kind of looking forward to like telling like Hamlet's like my dad's ghost. It's like, nah, you know what? That revenge thing's for suckers. I'm gonna make this. I'm saying you do revenge.
I'm saying I'm fixing Hamlet. See, Shakespeare fucked it up. He made it all sad. Everybody dies except for Horatio at the end of Hamlet. Like everybody dies. Mm-hmm. Everybody you care about is dead at the end of this movie.
Okay,
or at the end of the play. And presumably the movie. It's been a while since I've seen this movie, and I have seen this movie.
Oh, did you see it in theaters?
I watched it in theater. John, I took a date to this movie.
If you don't mind me asking, Aaron, how did that like? Did it like? Was it a? Did it, was that a good result for the date? Like, did,
I,
was it enjoyable?
I remember leaving, being like, "We probably should not have come to this movie on a date." Because I remember a little bit of the movie, and I honestly, and this is going to sound incredibly shitty, I do not remember the girl I took on the date to this movie. Okay. I just remember being on a date at this movie.
Right. Right. Yeah, it seems like a very, like, you know, like what, like one time date, like a long, long.
No,
long time
I think
ago.
We went out again. I just think it was the wrong. It's not a. It's
again?
Not a date film. No, we did not. Go, man, what if? That's how that every single. Let's go out again next week. Okay, what are we doing? We're seeing Hamlet again. Fucking love that movie.
Just
I love the part where Hamlet survives and then attempts to sell the country of Denmark against their wishes.
Well, okay. Oh. All right. Going back to what you were saying, though, about yes. like what I would do in that situation. Everything went well. Hamlet is a, like, it's been all solved, and I'm the president of Denmark Corporation, separate from the country of Denmark.
Yes.
I'd start with a PowerPoint for sure. You know, like, you know, no.
Who are you pitching? Okay, you've got a PowerPoint. A PowerPoint is involved.
Probably Enron at this time of year.
Are you trying to get money from Enron, or are you trying to sell Denmark to Enron?
I'm trying to sell Denmark to Enron.
To
is
Enron.
What's happening.
Okay.
And Enron could not fail at this time. You know, like they're all like big. They were just investing. They had money.
They had that great retirement plan.
Retirement was fantastic with them. You know, nothing could go wrong with Enron. It seemed like a perfectly valid idea. And you know what? They need a country. They needed a country to go to escape from all this.
Yeah, get out of town. You could just run all the Danish people out.
just like an offering plan. It's like everyone gets 1,000 Danish bucks. Just fuck
off.
You
just have to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you're pitching to Enron. I am not certain Enron has the money. I think this might be a problem. I think this might be one of the biggest problems of Denmark Corporation's mission statement to sell the country of Enron.
Yes, is that
I'm not sure to sell the country of Denmark.
I did put that on the. I did spend $10,000 in the front lobby to put that as our mission statement to sell the country of Denmark to Enron.
Okay.
That's like the exact.
It's got to be to Enron.
It's got to be. It's a mission statement.
Okay. I mean, is it okay if Enron goes in with, like, let's say Microsoft, who's saving obviously a ton of money by not shooting Encarta 95 into space
at this point?
Like, what are you doing? This was before we had, you know, sort of vanity space projects, and when, you know, a company could buy a country, perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, I would argue this is a time where we didn't really have a lot of space to look forward to. Like during that time, the only time like space came up was like Independence Day, like the movie and stuff.
Let me be what the GDP of Denmark.
Okay,
is.
All right. I bet it's pretty good. I bet you know what? That's a gross domestic product of all the people in Denmark.
In the year 2000, and we talk about the year 2000.
Yeah.
The GDP of Denmark in the year 2000.
Denmark Y2K.
Was $164.2 billion USD.
Affordable. A completely affordable buy.
I mean, when you put it like that. I mean, if you
Enron is like a two-thirds of the way there. And if Microsoft gets involved, Microsoft post Windows 95 to Windows 98 second edition. Yeah,
yes.
We're buying Denmark tomorrow.
Okay, Microsoft's valuation in Y2K in December 27th, 1999, Microsoft's market cap was $614 billion. They could have fucking bought Denmark.
That's like 600 Denmarks, man. We just need to find a second Denmark, man. We're going to be rich. We're rich. Okay.
It's for Denmark.
Aaron, though. It's such a simple plan, though. We sell them Denmark. And then when we don't have a Denmark, we just make another Denmark.
Yeah, it's so simple. We just make another Denmark. Oh, my God.
We sell it to them.
We just spin up the Denmark factory.
Yeah, you know, my God.
I mean, that's what you do. You spend all your money. You spend all the money from selling the original Denmark.
Yeah.
Into, you spend that on creating Denmark fabs in your Denmark factory.
Pre-manufactured
Denmarks. You start stamping them out. You start fucking making Denmarks left and right.
A Denmark park, if you will, of Denmarks.
I'm stressed at the difference between Microsoft and Denmark. I mean, admittedly, the GDP is not necessarily how much a country would sell for, but I also don't know how to evaluate that.
You know, yeah, it's hard. It's a hard thing to kind of... Like, and this is like, yeah, the year 2000 at that. So, dang.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and Microsoft, yes, Microsoft hit, according to Bing, their market cap, their highest market cap was on December 27th, 1999. I mean, like, immediately before the year 2000.
Yeah, pre-Xbox Microsoft at that, too.
And it says here, it dropped down to 250 billion, barely 1.5 Denmarks by the end of the year, by the end of 2000. It went from 4 Denmarks to 1.5 Denmarks.
Yeah, that's so why we had to sell. That was the right time.
We had to sell it in January. We had to be in there, ready to go, if we were going to fulfill our mission statement to selling Denmark in the year 2000, the same year that Hamlet 2000 came out.
Right.
It had to be January if they weren't going to spend their money on sending Encarta to space with Richard Garriott, then they should have been fucking buying Denmark.
Yeah.
Because Denmark, that's a stable investment. Okay.
Oh yeah, Denmark.
Denmark doesn't lose. It's got $364 billion in 12 months, like Microsoft did that year.
Ooh. Yeah, we should make a deck. We should make a PowerPoint.
I mean, I feel like we've accidentally stumbled into a business plan. Yeah. If we could go back in time 24 years. Mm-hmm. But then again, we're back to the point where Denmark wants nothing to do with this or us.
Right.
So I still don't have a great way that I'm going to convince Denmark to be sold to Microsoft.
Here's the brilliant part, though. Once we sell Denmark, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have a Denmark to sell. That's up to them to figure out how to get the Denmark out of there.
I guess that's true.
We sold them the bridge.
We're done. Takesies, backsies. It says that on
the contract.
On the contract, the one-sheet contract that says... Yeah. You now own Denmark. No takesies, backsies.
I wrote it in crayon. They should appreciate
Aaron and
it.
Sean.
Yeah.
We've got signed Bill Gates somewhere on there.
You get Bill Gates on there? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's their problem now. We just need to make it another Denmark.
It's 100%. Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. Oh, they're having problems with this? You should have looked into that before.
Sorry, we have to custom make every Denmark that comes in through Denmark Corporation.
Yeah, I mean, we can't assume that, you know, Enron's going to want the exact same Denmark that you have, Microsoft.
The guy had to make it called Denmark Corporation in this damn film. They couldn't do Denny's or something.
Dude, now that would have been probably the best product placement that's ever been made. The CEO of Denny's has been murdered. Now, Eggs over my Hamlet. Eggs over my Hamlet is taking over. Holy balls, John.
I'm tapping. Oh, my. Oh, it just writes itself.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Oh, my God.
I just want to see an overtly complicated version of Hamlet that is full to the brim. Wait, like filled to the brim with like references to Denny's menu and products.
Yes. 100% yes. I don't know why no one's done it before. And maybe we should just write a play.
We should. Maybe
this trademark copyright, okay. Video Death Loop 2024, the Denny's version of Hamlet.
Okay. I'm good with that.
No one else can do this. Now.
Does it take place in a single Denny's or multiple Denny's?
In a single Denny's or multiple Denny's. I mean, we're gonna have to have a writer's meeting. We're gonna have to, you know, blue sky some stuff.
Okay, all right.
Eggs over my Hamlet like has to fucking stay. Like that has to be his name. I'm pulling it, and I insist.
No, I'm not objecting to it. I think it's that's perfect. You can't write things more perfect than that. That is the most perfect order of words I've ever heard.
I feel like I'm going to be able to hold my head up for the next month or so. Like having been a part of creating that, I feel like that's justified this podcast for 8 years.
Yeah.
For 8 years.
We finally did it.
We did it. That's what we were working for.
And we could sell it to Denny's. Like we'd be like, hey.
Oh my God, we could sell it to Denny's too, couldn't we?
Like Denny's. You liked having that Beetlejuice themed menu, right? Well, how about a Hamlet themed? You don't have to pay anyone for Hamlet.
Yeah.
Except us.
Well, you think old Billy Shakes is gonna come around asking for money? No.
If Billy Shakes wakes up and demands something, it's gonna be a good meal from your pals at Denny's.
From your pals at Denny's, yeah, it'll blow his mind.
Yeah. He's gonna love
that. Dude, that dude's never had a pancake.
Oh man.
I don't know. Did they have pancakes in whatever?
Probably not the same
Edwardian
type.
Times.
I don't think the same type of pancakes if they did. But also, you know, like William Shakespeare would fucking love like 3 a.m. Denny drunk food, basically.
Oh man, that dude. I bet he would have some cool philosophical thoughts at 3 a.m. at Denny's, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He
some
would
cool
eat like
ones.
You would make sure that like he was part of the drunk party after the club.
Oh, yeah, you would. Oh, yeah, you would. Mm. The after party at the Globe Theater. Fuck yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Folks, that has been an episode of Video Death Loop. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, you can please throw us a rating somewhere, anywhere, please. I don't care where. Just rate us.
Spray paint it on the road.
We're here. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, exactly. I said I don't care anywhere. Give us 5 stars on a tattoo on your bicep.
Yeah.
It just says Video Death Loop, 5 stars. Mm. You can also tell your friends. That's cool. Cool to tell your friends about a podcast. That's how we grow. That's the best way to grow.
Yeah.
So that we always appreciate that. You can send us an email, questions at videodeathloop.com. You can send us video suggestions, just general thoughts. That's a cool one. John, I made a blue sky for myself.
Oh,
for myself, I made a blue sky. So I feel like I need to make one soon for Video Death Loop.
I would be with you for that. I actually have a blue sky as well. So we should maybe make the trip over there.
Yeah, I think that we probably we should register that before we release this podcast and tell everyone we're thinking about doing it.
That seems safe. Yeah, that seems reasonable. That seems like a good plan. Not to disinclude anyone as part of the conversation on that, but you know, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. Come back next week. John Hurst will be your host. And until then, folks, have a good week. Bye.
Bye.